The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Have you heard of Cucumber Guy? The Cucumber Man? Anyway, if you're on TikTok, you know about him. He's this fella that I don't really know how to describe it. So Ross Golden Bannon is with me. He's a member of the Irish Food Writers Guild. Is he making cucumber salads, Ross? Is that how you describe it?
It feels like that's
all he does. Or cucumber cocktails?
Yeah, he puts them into these clear containers and then shakes them up. But he
horses a load of dressing on them.
A load of dressing on them. He seems to have hundreds and hundreds of them. He has over 6 million followers.
Mad.
And then, for some reason, social influencers in Iceland started to pick up on it. And then it went completely nuts in Iceland, to the point where they were running out of cucumbers in the shops and farmers couldn't deliver cucumbers on time to the shop. The shelves were emptying of cucumbers. This is in the last, like, week or two. So, but when you look at what he's doing, he's kind of not doing very much different every time.
Yeah.
Like he's slicing the cucumbers and then he's adding, you know, fish sauce, soya sauce. This is the one that went viral. Sesame oil, rice wine vinegar, garlic sugar, chili oil, spring onions, sesame seeds and MSG.
He says, and it's interesting, he says MSG, obviously. On every single video when he puts MSG in, he says MSG, obviously.
It's mad because like why? Like
MSG was a bad thing for a while.
It used to be a bad thing. Now all the research says it's not a bad thing. So I'm guessing in 10 years time we'll find out it is a bad thing.
Okay, but yeah.
My view on MSG would be like, you know, if you're trying to be a good cook and you have to add MSG, you've kind of failed as a cook then. Because it's a flavour enhancer. You know, it's an invented flavour enhancer. My view would be if our grandparents didn't put it in our mouths, we probably shouldn't put it in our mouths. But anyway, so he's gone absolutely nuts. He has 6 million followers. Iceland is running out of cucumbers. But at the same time, there's plenty of anti-cucumber feeling out there. Only just this evening, I was sitting out waiting to come in and your previous guest said to me, when I said I was going to be talking about cucumbers, her first remark was, pro or anti?
Wow, I didn't realise there was two distinct camps.
A lot of anti-cucumber prejudice.
What do people have against cucumbers?
And some of it's very nasty. It's like, this is a family show, so we don't want to go into too much detail. But, you know, some people insist that you have to skin a cucumber to get rid of this bitter flavour. But that's just a myth. There isn't really that much of a bitter flavour in a cucumber. Yeah. That's completely unnecessary. But there used to be this myth in kind of the late 18th century, maybe 19th century, and maybe it spilt over a bit, that raw vegetables were dangerous for you. So, and in particular for children. So I think that myth might have spilt over into, I remember when I was younger hearing that, you know, raw vegetables and raw cucumbers were bad for babies and children and stuff. So anyway.
Okay, that's interesting. Whereas back at that time, they would have been cooking their tomato, making the tomato soup or whatever kind of sauces.
They'd
have been cooking their carrots, cooking everything else.
Yeah. So, and then like, so then there's the whole battle between, is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? So, you didn't think of that, did you?
Well, I assumed it was a vegetable.
Well, it depends on how you identify. Do you identify as a botanist or do you identify as a cook?
A botanist or a cook?
Yeah.
Well, if you're definitely not a botanist.
You're not a botanist. If you're a botanist, you're going to believe that a cucumber is a fruit. And if you're a cook, you'll think it's a vegetable.
Oh, I'm anti-botanist then.
We're getting lots of prejudice.
I'm anti-botanist.
Three new groups here. The anti-MSG guild.
Crackpot botanists and their fruit propaganda.
But, there's lots of myths. You know, put two cucumbers around your eyes. It'll reduce puffiness.
Yeah, is there any evidence
There's
of that?
No scientific evidence to support that. It feels nice because it's cold, but there's no real scientific evidence to support that. And then the idea that it's negative calories. You know this concept of negative calories?
Oh, I love
calories.
This, the calories that you burn to chew the cucumber is more than the calories that's in the cucumber. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. But the problem
My
with
mother
that,
used to say that about the skinny bars of Dairy Milk.
I can say, well, they don't make
that's
them anymore.
Brilliant.
But that's the same with like, the people say about celery and stuff like that. But the thing is, that's one of the problems with just sticking to one thing of measuring. If you're only measuring food by calories, you miss out on all the vitamins and all the important other trace elements that are in cucumber.
What's in cucumber?
Well, you've got vitamin C, high in vitamin C and vitamin K. They're important for bone growth and taking in iron, you know, which is important for your skin as well. Lots of important stuff. And they are all, this is more of the prejudice, you see, they're all near the skin.
Okay.
So if you peel the skin off, you're going to lose that.
Okay.
So it's very nasty stuff out
there. Oh, it really
is. You wouldn't believe it.
Those cucumbers can't get a break. This guy is doing Herculean work for them. Cucumber Man on Twitter.
Or on TikTok.
So, what flavour? You never hear of anything that's cucumber flavoured other than cucumber.
It's very mild. Put it that way? Yeah, it's a very, very mild flavour, but it's a very refreshing flavour. I love it in the summertime as a soup, a cold soup.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
There's a very traditional cold soup made with yogurt and dill, a really beautiful cooling soup. And if you think that's nuts, just rethink it as a slurpee or a smoothie.
Oh yes, okay. This was the original smoothie.
Yeah,
we're cold soups.
Soups are just the original smoothies. So you know,
a sandwich with cream cheese and a bit of cracked black pepper now.
Yes and no. That's a very modern version. I do like that.
Yeah.
But I'm a traditionalist. I love proper old-fashioned cucumber sandwiches in soft white bread, very thinly sliced with a mandolin. Has to be white pepper, because if it's black pepper, it's going to crunch.
Mm.
You need to salt the cucumber a little bit first to get some of the moisture out. Absolutely perfect. Delish.
All right. Listen, you should be on TikTok doing this type of stuff. And MSG OBS. Don't forget to put that in your sandwich.
OBS.
Ross Golden Manon, member of the Irish Food Writers Guild. Ross, listen, thanks a million for coming into us.
You're very welcome.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.